broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Day 9:05. Just got done listening to Insight with Neil, and the
great job.
Not the first man of Fort Recovery, but the second man, Randy Diller. He's kind of running the show.
Yep.
And then the beautiful Miss Leverett, Miss Dews. Gotta love them, huh?
Do the best.
They do. They've done an unbelievable job.
Been working their butts off.
They have. And that's going to be so nice down there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're on the park board.
Yep. And, we appreciate it.
Absolutely. Awesome.
The old parks are booming right now.
I love it. Absolutely love it. I got Super Bowl week, Fee.
Super Bowl.
Who you got, Randy?
I got the Browns winning it.
My heart or my head? Completely opposite.
I think everybody and their brother saying the exact same thing. Okay.
I hate Philadelphia.
I don't like it that well either.
I'm a Brady fan, though, so that makes
you fell in love with him the last couple weeks.
Huh?
Nothing I didn't say.
You don't like Brady?
Tired of him.
Tired of arguably the greatest athlete of all time?
Yeah.
Greatest athlete.
I know he's from Michigan, but...
See somebody new win.
So you're basically saying you love Michigan.
Yeah.
Go blue. We got a couple great giveaways today. We got...
Yes. Happy.
So if you're out there listening, text this number, 419-852-9201 or...
419-852-3599.
I'm texting now.
If you give us a prediction of the Super Bowl and you hit it...
The winner.
Hit it.
Got to be on a nose.
Nuts. Winner, final score.
Yep.
$50 merchant gift certificate courtesy of Fort Recovery Radio.
Yes.
And it's right there.
And it is right here. You already got it, Spencey?
Yeah, it's right there.
Love you.
Spencey's on top of the game right
And
now.
Then I get a text from Dart and Trent Beckman.
Yep.
Mixovers. They said, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll throw in some gift certificates.
Yep.
So I have a $10 gift certificate. I want the total Tom Brady passing yards.
Passing yards. Got to be on the nose or we're going closest?
I hope it's zero.
I would almost bet that's not going to happen.
Tom Brady passing yards.
He might get hurt.
Another $10 gift certificate, Nick Foles passing yards.
Ooh.
So we're giving away some cool stuff. So text in.
I like it.
Randy, I know what Diller, he's already, look at it. He's already.
Text her out. He knows. He's got her set up already.
He's unbelievable.
I can't win because I'm boycotting the NFL.
You're done?
NFL boycott.
NFL boycott.
XFL. You're XFL.
You'll watch it.
I might go to King Bob's and be there, but I won't be watching.
You're going. You'll watch the whole thing. I believe. Commercials?
I might watch the commercials.
See? That's right. And then, Fee, we got a great show tonight.
Yep. Big show.
We got the senior girl basketball
players. Senior girls are coming in.
Coming off a disappointing loss
last night.
Ow.
Good team. But we're a better team.
Oh, we beat them. Like
we didn't play very good.
No, we didn't play very good.
Nope.
You had some spots where it sounded like we did. I was listening to Reese.
We didn't play one good
chase doing it.
No, we weren't very good.
Not one.
No. We're a lot better now.
But that game didn't mean nothing.
Nope. That's our last loss.
We're done losing?
I think that's it.
Perfect.
Well, Nance Stecciotti and Mike Wiss was in the crowd.
I seen them penciling it out and everything.
I'm thinking they're thinking W for Minster.
Easy W.
Yeah.
Get ready.
I think Patch played this perfect.
Yep.
Long asleep.
Put them to sleep and we'll be...
You in or out?
Whoop their butts. I like it.
And then we have Coach Bayshore calling in.
Coach Bayshore?
Yep. We want to talk about the weekend that's coming up.
Yep.
Couldn't be more tickled with the effort the Indians had.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we just had some bad quarters, probably, but we played really good. We played hard and stayed in them games. And I think if you'd asked either one of us going into that thing, I thought if we'd stayed within 10, I'd have been tickled pink.
Yeah, I agree.
And I thought we might get beat. That's two pretty good teams that just came in here, and we gave them everything they wanted.
Yep.
Well,
for the last 2 minutes of the Fort Laramie game, they didn't care for Fort Recovery in the Fort Sight Field.
We played
And they had some breaks go their way.
We got down in both games.
Yeah.
And showed some
battle back.
Absolutely. You could have folded the tents against Marion.
And we had really good teams.
We showed that we ain't out any game.
No.
You know,
it's 30 to 12 at half.
Right. We're thinking,
yeah,
fold them up, we're done.
Absolutely. And Petey didn't do much the first half, and that kid, I'm telling you, he kills me.
Him and Kanapke both can. They're instant offense. Yeah.
Well,
they get going, and Kanapke got going. I mean, that.
Yeah, he hit
the It was so fun to see him want the ball. I mean, because, you know, he's been in that funk a little bit where, you know, I don't know if I should shoot or not, and he wanted it there at the end, too. He was ready to shoot.
Oh, yeah.
The thing about Kanapke is if you watch his Friday night game, he made a three early.
Yep.
And then he shot some of the most horrific shots. Now, I'm not saying bad shots to shoot, but his rotation wasn't very good.
It looked like he was rushing.
It's like he was a two.
Like he was pushing it.
Yeah, and it's all of a sudden something clicked Saturday.
Yep.
And he didn't. He swished four threes.
Yep. Stroking in big comebacks. We needed that.
But I think, Fee, and you know, you've been at it and watched enough basketball, know that when you're sophomore, that you have stuff like that.
Oh,
you have peaks and valleys. And and you got to battle through. And like Coach Bayshore says, he was, you know, we haven't gave up on Grant, and by God, Grant come back. And what I like about it is that, you know, he lost his starting spot.
Yeah.
Didn't matter to him.
No.
He came back out.
Didn't bother him. Came out and played hard.
Well, I think he might actually be playing more minutes the last couple of games than he did when he was starting.
Yeah. And we'll talk.
Especially with Schmidt's back since the first of the year, you know, we have several really good players that play a lot. So whether you're starting or not doesn't seem to make much difference. At halftime, I turned around to the person sitting behind me who happened to be Grant's dad, and I said, well, is this one of the quarters where we're going to have one of those 15-point spurts, or is this one where we're going to give up 15-point spurts? And fortunately, after the first 2 minutes, I still wasn't too sure, but then after that, we scored a bunch of points.
Their offense. They ain't afraid to crank it and go. And Petey, he made some tremendous shots late. And
he did. Yeah.
The shot to win the game, I mean, it was a great shot.
All right, I got my first
and Bronny
predictions coming in here.
Bronny's just steady Eddie, man. I just like watching that kid play.
So we got our first prediction coming in here. We got Trent Beckman, first one.
Attaboy.
I hope he wins something from McSobers.
Trent has 24-21 Philly.
Philly. Big green.
Yeah. Hayden Beckman, his boy.
Yep. Who's smarter than him?
Oh, that don't take much. 35-31 Pats. He's picking some offense.
We're saying. Yep. Shootout. I like it.
Yep. And Tate Beckman has... Tate's like his dad. 31-28 Philly.
So they're
I got Yak.
They're betting with their heart instead of their head.
Eric Krieg, Patriots 35. Eagles 31.
Ooh.
Another shootout.
Pats. And then he has 315 Brady passing yards.
315 is a good number.
And I like it.
Might be a smidge low.
I know. I don't know. Depends how that thing...
They're putting 34 points on it. I'd step that up a couple.
You think so?
I think.
Well, Brady is unbelievable.
If they're shutting them out 21-0 at halftime, he might not pass in the second half.
No, Pates don't do that. They throw.
They'll crank it. Yep.
They're the only team I know, 3rd-and-1, 3rd-and-2, they're throwing it.
Yep.
They throw. It's unbelievable how good they're
doing. And it's so easy. Yeah. They make it look so easy.
They've had some of the best possession receivers ever.
Amen. Amendola.
No doubt.
Oh, it's just sickening to watch them. It is. And then we're going to talk, like I said, we're going to talk to Coach Patch, and we got the senior girls coming up here for you.
Yep, yep. After religion.
We got Gracie.
Yep, Gracie and Carly Stone and Kyle Wendell are 3 seniors this year.
So we're going to pick their brain a little bit and talk about their future endeavors and how much they're enjoying their senior year at Fort Recovery High School. And 3 really good athletes. And I'm sure Coach Patch and all of us Indian fans are going to miss them. We're going to take a break, 8:15, quarter hour. We'll come right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stoglin, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up later this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the girls will host Parkway. Friday, the boys will travel to Parkway. Then on Saturday, both the girls and boys will play at Mississinewa Valley. There will be no girls' JV game, and the varsity game will start at 1 o'clock. The boys' JV game will start at 6. Tomorrow, girls host Parkway. Friday, boys at Parkway. Saturday, girls and boys both at Mississinewa Valley. Get to all these games you can to help cheer on our Indians team. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Talk 817 in studio with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Bobby.
Reese Rogers, man on the board tonight. Reese, how's it going?
Pretty good.
McNeil, also with a headset on. Hi, Spencey.
How you doing, Bubba?
I'm doing great.
Got another prediction, Bobby.
All right, let's go.
RJ the DJ.
I love RJ. You know, he ain't going to miss it.
No, he's right on it.
We got to talk about your trip, too, Bubba.
Yeah, we will.
Shootout.
What's RJ got?
RJ's got 42, 33 Patriots.
Ooh, that is a shootout.
Brady, 385.
Jesus.
What number's that? Foles, 213.
Foles, 213.
Yep. I like it.
That's good. That's good.
I like it. If it's 42-35, Brady will have a bunch.
He'll have a bunch. Yep.
We got other ones here.
Uh-oh.
Trent Beck was actually listening. He said, how bored am I that I'm actually listening? What kind of an answer is that?
Come on. Well,
that's just a mean thing to say.
Number
that's
one sports mean. Talk show on Wednesday night before recovery.
I mean,
America.
Yeah. Speaking of basketball, how about St. Henry? 14-2.
Ooh, they're on fire.
They sucked. The first half against us, turned it on and haven't played a bad second of basketball since.
Yeah.
Said they've been phenomenal.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Maybe we bring out the best in them. They probably owe us some money.
Are they in? No, we're Division III this year, anyway. So they're in Division IV.
They're down.
They're 14-2.
14-2.
Are you kidding me?
They got to be shocked. They're going to be happy.
We played really good against them the first half.
Yes, we did.
Played about as good as we can play.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't know. We got a crazy team.
We do.
I mean, it's just
we are a
so
team
young
that you don't want to play in the tournament.
I agree with you. We can
beat anybody. We'll beat the number one seed. I don't care who it is.
If we can just put together three quarters without having given up that 15-point streak to the other
team,
like
to have that lapse.
We'll beat anybody.
Well, here's
There's
the thing.
Nobody that
our
we can't.
Girls team and our boys team are so much alike because we have spurts where we can't score. And last night was a perfect example for the girls' team.
Yep. Exactly. We just got to drive, couldn't go.
And it's got to be so frustrating for Coach Patch. You know, if we looked at if you break that game down last night, Fee, and I think we were up third, I want to say 25-18.
Yeah.
Something like up seven.
Carly
twist her ankle.
Yep.
I thought the little one.
Kiara.
I call her Kiki.
Kiki.
Yep.
He's your buds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She pulls up, hits like a 15-footer, and then she shot three shots that I absolutely loved her shooting.
Yep. I don't have a problem with that. She had a pull-up baseliner about 8 feet. Didn't go in, but
shot a three-pointer.
Yep. But wide open, set, hit the damn thing.
I agree. Because, I mean, that girl.
If you look at that, if you look at our program, and if you can get, if you, I'm telling you this right now, mark it in the books, that if we can get two deadly shooters, I'm thinking Vonnie's daughter, I'm thinking Paige, I don't care who it is, Paige, yep, and you put them with Kiki, Val, and the Patch Girl.
Yep.
How are you going to stop that team?
We should be able to score a lot.
How are you going to stop them?
Yep. Yeah.
They're 6'2", 6'2", with a point guard who can, the ball's on a yo-yo.
Yep.
And two girls that can line it up from the outside. You got to get the girls that can line it up from the outside.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I have shooters. If you get that, you, I mean, I'm just saying, that team, and I'm not saying this year's out.
You know, no, we could get
14-3.
Yeah.
But that, I'm telling you, Fee.
But I really like Hope Wendell.
Yeah, Hope.
Despite the fact that she looks too much like her dad. Well, I feel sorry for her about that. But you know, she's pretty good inside.
Hope's a solid player, and they got a lot of good young and fresh.
Got a lot of solid.
Oh yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, they're
good. Oh yeah, I forgot about Brooke Colley. She's a hustling crazy. Well, I love watching her play. Man.
So in that game last night when Carly goes down, and this, you just seen the momentum turn.
Yeah.
And we had three turnovers right in a row there. Yeah. It's about the 4 minute mark of the fourth quarter.
The big girl was killing us too. She blocked a couple shots and
got a couple offensive rebounds.
We got it back to one, and they got the offensive board there. It's just on a free throw.
Yeah.
It was a killer.
Oh, that was
just
a killer. But you know, they're, like you said, they're pretty good. And
yeah,
and
it's a good team.
Yeah.
And in fact, that team will probably go pretty far if they stay down south.
I don't know what's down.
Yeah, they'll
I'm not sure what's down there either.
There's usually good.
I mean, Fort Laramie, Tri-Village, they're all good. I mean, they're going to be. Yeah.
There's usually good girls sports down there.
Yeah.
But basketball and softball.
They're young too. They're going to be good in a couple years.
Yes.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, what was it you said?
They have one senior, one junior, and the rest are sophomores.
Yeah, they're young. Sophomores.
And I think somebody said the senior didn't play much.
No. I don't think she did.
So they got nice.
Yeah, they got good.
Yeah, we're not going to like that one for a while. But that's
so then the girls are back in action on Saturday. The JV game is now canceled.
Right.
And it is canceled. It's 1 o'clock varsity only game.
Yep.
Saturday. And they go to Parkway tomorrow night at home.
No, yeah,
tomorrow
Parkway night at home.
I'm not going to be there.
You ain't gonna be.
Why not?
Not till 7.
Don't like us?
I like you guys. But
how about Parkway? We got a full JV game tomorrow or no?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah. All right. It was Mississinawa had some injuries.
Parkway ain't bad.
Nope. No, they have.
They still got the Hawk girl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's already got softball bats out.
Oh, yeah.
She's
ready to go.
She's swinging about four of them get loose.
Well, yeah. If I remember right,
she's
last year.
Absolute crap out of us four.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Trent Backman.
Maybe not Reese.
And Trent.
She hit a softball farther than Trent Backman.
Yes.
I would say that's probably not true.
No, Trent Backman sucked at softball. He played R&D. He was big. Here they come in here. Blockburger. Them guys all thought they were so good. Oh. Yeah.
If you ever watched them play, you'd probably say they are pretty
good. I've seen them play multiple times.
Okay. Well, then you must have seen
Cooper Farms All-Stars game. Everything they wanted.
Way to suck them down.
Yeah, you gave them beer. That's everything they wanted.
Spencey, I don't
zero on the scoreboard
at all.
Well, you don't have to.
I got more predictions coming.
More predictions. Super Bowl. Buckeyes look good.
Yep.
How about the Buckeyes?
Buckeyes, 10-1.
Let me tell you something about Chris Holtmann. This could be the greatest coaching job in Ohio State history of all sports.
Got him the best one. We got the man.
No, this year.
Oh, without a doubt.
Every sport. Now, you can say, was it Tressel's first year he was here? Then he took him to the final national championship. This year, the job that Chris Holtzman's done. Now listen to this. Their preseason finished 11th in the Big Ten.
In the Big Ten.
Now think about that.
Finished
11th. I think there's 12 or 14.
Yeah, about 12 or 13.
This is what's amazing. Reese, Bob, now listen to this. They had 6 scholarship players this summer. That's all they had.
That's it.
6. They had to get Mucho Jolly to reclassify to come out a year early to get him.
To get him.
And then they got the kid, what's that young kid that they had at Butler that went with Holtzman. He signed with him. Yeah. So they have 8 scholarship players.
Unbelievable.
They're 19-5, 10-1 in the MAC, in the Big Ten.
Big Ten.
They arguably have the Big Ten Player of the Year in Bates Diop.
Yep.
You know, I watched him
last
night.
That guy came out of nowhere, too.
Yeah, I agree.
He's unbelievable.
He's long.
He's long.
Steroids.
He blocks everything.
His steroids didn't make his arms grow. Huh?
Mm-mm.
Diop last night couldn't throw in the ocean. 13 points, 13 rebounds, 5 blocks, 4 steals.
Yeah.
And still, he had a bad game.
Phenomenal, he had a bad game.
Yeah. Indiana couldn't beat that team. They played him 15 times.
No.
I'm just in a state of shock at how good they are.
I can't believe how good they are either. They're fun to watch.
Okay, so let me ask you this. And you follow a little bit of basketball. Mm-hmm. When Archie Miller got the IU job, was you PO'd a little bit when he got to Iowa State?
I was disappointed.
I was too.
I said, and then we got this guy, and I didn't know who he was. And I was a little bit nervous about him.
Well, the thing about this guy is that they remember they signed Doug McDermott. Everybody, that's who they originally, Doug McDermott was flying in.
Yeah, yeah.
To take the head job, and everybody's like, Doug McDermott at Creighton? You want somebody.
That?
Yeah. And then I think what happened was oh, Jesus. Here comes two winners.
Two winners.
Rocker.
The Rock.
And Chucker.
And Chucky in half.
Hi, guys.
My prediction is Patriots.
Patriots? No, Rocker, don't. All right, so what you got?
Pain.
Pretty fast for you?
Oh, it is pretty fast.
Sorry about that, big guy.
You got, what you got?
Patriots 37-26.
Are you stupid?
37-26.
How many yards Tom Brady going to have?
Oh, I'm going to say at least 250.
250.
250.
Okay. 250. How about Nick Foles? This is a chance for McSober's wings if you can get these on the nuts.
I'm going to say he goes for at least.
Where you been? You smell like smoke. They smoking over there?
He's smoking outside.
You don't smoke, do you?
Sometimes.
What?
It's like Dean Martin all over again.
Rocker, baby. Rocker, you ain't smoking.
He's a social smoker.
All right. So, how many Foles? How many Foles got?
I'm saying, pardon me.
188. You got her, buddy. I like it.
That's a good call.
Thank you, Roger. So, anyways, talking a little bit about Holtzman versus Archie Miller.
Archie, yep.
And I'm not, it's a little early to tell yet, but.
Right. Archie will be all right.
Yeah. But right
now. But yeah, you fans are there probably thinking, what is going on with this guy?
Yeah. But they had kind of similar things with Ohio State.
Yeah, they lost to everybody.
Yep.
So you wonder if guys like Goodwin, if they're thinking, damn, maybe they are good.
You know, here's a kid going to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
He was, when he first went, he was going to Ohio State, then Dad said, I'm going, and he recommits. I don't know. I mean,
I forget who I talked to. Somebody that I thought would know, too, that said they brought everybody back in that Thad had and talked to them and wanted to make sure they fit us, you fit them, you know, and they said they didn't even want Goodwin.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember who told me that, but it was somebody that would know, and I thought, really? He said he came out of there feeling like they don't want me.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say,
hey, see you,
adios. We don't need
you. I agree. And then here's another one. I got this wrote down for you. Art, here's what happened. And I found this out today.
Checking her in. I like it.
So Chris Holtman, was offered a 3-year contract from Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, I want 8 years. And Ohio State said, who are you?
Yeah.
And then that's when he went after McDermott.
Is that right?
And then somebody with some, man, I ain't Gene Smith, because Gene Smith sucks as an AD.
Somebody was a little clout, said, boys, we want this guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they signed him to an 8-year, $3.5 million a year. I think he's $30 million.
Jeez.
Big. I'm happy with
him. I got no problem with him right now.
Keep Perry Hall.
Perry dog.
Wait a minute. See, nuts. Perry's on drugs.
Perry on drugs. He's in California.
10-3, crazy, Dirty man. Birds.
10-3. He's thinking
Dirty Birds,
defense.
Atlanta.
Yeah, wrong team. Dirty Eagles. He thinks it's last year.
10-3. No, we're putting it down.
10-3.
Eagles. Perry must have got hit in the head with one of them volleyballs. Ain't he playing dodgeball or something now in Hollywood? I think he is, too. We got the head coach calling here any second. He's going to talk to us about the Indian basketball. I told him calling at about 8:30. Reese, let's take a break. Come back. Back in with the head coach of the Fort Carey Indians, Mike Bayshore.
Mr. Bayshore.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seedbed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4188.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Pre-sale tickets for Friday's boys' home basketball game with Marion Local and Saturday's boys' home game with Fort Loramie will be sold tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, tickets will be sold from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Be sure to get your tickets ahead of time and save yourself some time and money. Pre-sale tickets are $4 for students and $5 for adults. All tickets at the door will be $6.
Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, 8:33 in studio with my good friend and partner, Mr. Carol Feely. On the line, we have the head coach of the Fort Carey Indians, Mr. Mike Bayshore. Coach, how you doing tonight?
How's it going, Coach?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, good.
Awesome.
How was practice today?
It was good. We did a little prep for Parkway this week and got a lot of shooting in. We had a good practice. I think we're ready for this weekend. So coming off a emotional weekend last weekend, but our kids played really well against two really good basketball teams. So they bounced back well practice this week, and I think we're ready for this weekend.
Absolutely. Coach, you go into Friday's game against Marion Local, a team that arguably one of the best Division IV teams in the state. And at halftime, we're down 30-12. What's your halftime? What do you talk about at halftime on something like that?
Well, I thought Friday especially, I mean, we missed probably 10 to 12 shots within 5 feet.
A lot of bunnies, getting
some looks, you know, and Petey, I think, had 2 points at half, and we really just couldn't finish, you know. I think that, you know, it was 17 to 12, and they went on a little run just because we were missing some baskets, and, you know, we kind of talked about just kind of chipping away at it. You couldn't get 18 points back in one possession, and, you know, we'd kind of been in that position before, not against somebody as good as Marion, but, you know, we've got some tough kids. Our kids play hard. I mean, that's one thing I'm awful proud of. I mean, I know we make some mistakes here and there, and we make mistakes as a staff, but our kids play extremely hard, and they battled back, and we just started to chip away a little bit, and I think what got lost in that whole effort was we only gave up 9 points in the second half.
Great defense in the second half.
And we held their best player their leading scorer to 9. I mean, the Mesh Kid only had 9 points, so we did a fantastic job on him as well. So, I mean, you know, I think that, you know, and I've watched that film probably 3 or 4 times, and every time I watch it, I think that shot went down at the end of the game.
Had to go in.
On the video, my wife was even watching it, and she's like, I thought it went in. What do you mean it didn't go in? I'm like, no.
I've watched it a couple of times on WOSN, and it from the angle that they have, from the distance they have, it went through the basket.
Yeah.
It just did from on TV.
You get a better look.
It went through.
That's right, Coach. When you talk about the Mesher kid and you know holding him to 9 points, and I'm. You know, you put Clay Smith on him starting out, and Smitty is a deceptive kid because he's pretty strong.
Sure is for freshman.
Yeah, I think, and I think that's another thing too. I mean, we were in a brutal part of our schedule, but we're playing better. Not, I mean, a lot of the kids are getting better, but we got him back, and we didn't have him at the start of the season. He had such a great summer for us, and then when he got mono, that really kind of threw a wrench in the things because we kind of had him penciled in as a starter at the start of the season, and then to not have him, I mean, he's really in the last couple of weeks just kind of getting back to full strength. He's a terror on the offensive glass. You know, I mean, he does a good job. He, like you said, he's physical. He can push some kids around. He's always diving on the floor. He takes charges. He does all the little bitty things. His shot isn't quite dialed in yet, but I mean, he's such a hardworking kid. It's nice to have him back.
Absolutely,
I bet too,
Coach. Let's talk a little bit about, and I don't like single out kids, but when you have a Grant Konamke who started out the season on fire, and when you're a young kid stepping into varsity action, you have peaks and valleys. And he had a little valley. He lost his starting spot. But, man, you have to be tickled with his weekend.
Well, absolutely. You know, like he said, he really shot the ball well Saturday. You know, he made some good defensive plays on Friday night. You know, the thing I'll add to that is when you start off having such a great season like he did, you know, more and more people pay attention to you. You know, starting with that Delpus game, they spent more time focused on taking him out of the game than they did taking Petey out of the game. You know, they really kind of almost face-guarded Gray in that game. And, you know, as a sophomore and your first time on varsity, that's a hard thing to get used to, you know, when you start to become the focus of the other team's defense.
Sure.
And you know, with like a lot of the other kids on the team, they're all playing, most of them are playing their first varsity minutes. So there's situations that have come up through the year, and like you guys said before, there's peaks and valleys with all of the kids, you know. He had a nice bounce back weekend.
Yeah.
I think you got to give a lot of credit to Noah Leonard, who's played well the last couple games for us. Been able to, when Clay's been in foul trouble, he's had 8 points the last couple games. I think he had 4 blocks Friday night against Marion.
Had a huge game.
That's part of that defensive effort we had in the second half. And, you know, Clayton Pearson gave us some nice minutes over the weekend, too. A little
big three down there in the corner.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what's so great about our kids. It's just you never know which one of them is going to come out and give you that extra little spark, you know. And they're all ready when they get their shot.
Get their
That's
chance.
Something we've preached kind of all year. When you get your chance, whether it's for 1 minute or 5 minutes, you play as hard as you can. And I couldn't be prouder of our kids for how hard they play.
Boy, it's just nice to see Grant, you know. When he had that, you know, you go through that funk where you just don't really want to shoot the ball. But, boy, Saturday night he hit a couple shots, and all of a sudden you could just see his eyes lighten up a little bit, like, give me the ball. And I'm open. And actually, like you said, I think Fort Laramie actually switched defense, and they kind of went, they got off of Petey and went more on to Grant because Grant was so hot.
Yeah, you know, they did a little bit of that. I think we did a better job in the second half of finding different ways to get. We found Petey in transition a couple times when they didn't quite get a chance to set up on him. I mean, he hit some big shots too there. But, you know, we were our ball movement was so much better Saturday too, which allowed Grant to get those open shots.
Absolutely.
And allowed, you know, I think Clayton hit a shot because we made 3 passes to get Clayton a shot in the corner. So our kids really do a good job of making the extra pass. And I mean, you know, we kind of talked in the locker room after Saturday. We kind of asked the kids, you know, 2 weeks ago, would you have thought would have happened? And we all kind of said maybe you know, I asked them, you know, you probably thought maybe we'd get beat by maybe 25 both games, and they all kind of shook their head yes. And I was like, look what we did. We just played with two of the best teams in the state. Okay. And I said, we could have beat both of them.
Absolutely.
We've been preaching all year about how good we can be. And, right. You know, like you guys were talking earlier, St. Henry was 14-2, and we had them smoked at halftime.
Oh, absolutely. So we had them.
I really feel we're right there, just so close to putting it all together. And I couldn't. I'm really happy. I'm excited. I love coaching these kids. They're fantastic to be around. And, you know, when you've gone through a little bit of a lull like we have, and you can still come out and get the effort, you know, when you're playing two of the best teams in the state, that says a lot about those kids individually and as a group to come out to play that hard when you had lost 3 out of 4 or whatever, and come out and play that hard against teams that people didn't really give you much of a chance against. That's fantastic of those kids.
Absolutely. And you're kind of going into now where you've got a your schedule. I mean, now it's kind of lightening up a little bit for us. And you know, if you look down the road a few games, hopefully we play like we're capable of. We get us a little winning streak going and some confidence going. And I just told Bob, I think we're one of those teams you don't want to play in the tournament, because we can light it up at any time.
Well, we started looking ahead into that sectional, you know, and we're going to start getting out on the road and seeing some of them. And, you know, it's other than OG, I mean, and I'm not scared to play OG at any time. I mean, I don't want to play them in round one, but I'm not scared to play them. But other than that, I mean, I think we match up really well with anybody else in that sectional. I mean, it's something I think that we can get to a district. I think that's our goal as a group. But I mean, we want to win as many of these last 7 games as we possibly can. But you know, it's not going to be easy this weekend. Parkway played Marion tough for a half, and Cinewall's got a kid that can put the ball in the basket, and they're well coached. I mean, Coach Bargy's won 7,000 games and wherever he's been, so you know he's going to be well prepared. So we're looking forward to the weekend and going on the road and getting 2 good wins.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to get the best shot that Parkway and Mississauga have to offer, because they know they don't have many winnable games in the MAC. And when they see us coming in there at 500, and they're thinking that we can get this game, and we're going to have a stand-up effort this weekend to get these 2, because they're going to be tough.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think our kids from last weekend have kind of proven some things to themselves, and I think they're ready to take that next step, and hopefully we'll come out this weekend and lay one on a couple of people, because I know we talked all week, too, about this being the last weekend before the draw, before we have to turn our records in, and 9-8 looks better than 7-9.
I'm with you, Ronnie. Hey, you got, I know you got a lot of stuff going on, you're busy, you working days or nights? What do you do?
I'm on days right now.
Are you still on days?
Thanks.
How's the arm?
Got the brace off today, so
feeling good.
Be looking like RoboCop on the weekends anymore.
You gonna be able to play tennis? How's your tennis game?
I could never play tennis before. I know.
Maybe you'll be able to play this now.
maybe. I told Kate I was gonna. My fastball was up to about 50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to step into Kate, I was ready for it.
That's about 20 miles an hour faster than me.
Yeah.
I would be remiss. I would be remiss, because I know he's listening. The freshman team Monday night put on a shooting display.
I heard about
it. They made like 10 threes. Coach Bob
has
done such a fantastic job with that group. I know he's listening, and he wanted me to say something nice about him, so I thought I'd give him a little plug.
Well, his better half was up here before us, and she smells a lot better than he does. I know that.
we can all say that. My wife is definitely my better half.
Yeah,
I'm sure she's probably upstairs listening on the computer too. So
yeah, absolutely.
I want to say something nice about her as well.
All right. So. Coach, let's turn our attention to the Super Bowl, and we're giving away a $50 merchant gift certificate, and then McSobers are giving away some wings. Who you got Sunday?
Well, I absolutely hate the Eagles, but I'm taking the Eagles 30-28.
30-28.
Barn burner.
30-28.
And how many yards Brady going to have?
Brady's going to have 337.
337. And Foles
is going to have 240. They're going to win because they're going to get special teams touchdown and a defensive touchdown. That's how they're going
to
win.
Oh, hey, yeah, you know like your football. You ready to come on Brent's staff or what?
There you go.
No, no. Basketball is enough for me. I don't know anything about football other than when they don't complete pass. That's about all I know.
Absolutely. Coach, I appreciate you calling
Thanks
in.
Thanks for calling
it,
in,
it
Coach.
Was a hell of an effort this weekend, buddy. And
let's get a couple of W's this
we're
week.
We're damn proud of the effort the Indians are giving. And C's right. Let's get a couple of W's this weekend.
Let's get a couple here.
Well, like I said, I'm confident this weekend, and like I said, I have a fantastic group of young men that are a great pleasure. I know Coach Lynn enjoys coaching them as well, and we enjoy going to practice every day. And it's just a fantastic group to be around, and we're going to start getting some wins.
I like it.
Yes,
thanks,
sir,
Coach,
buddy.
For calling in. That's Coach Mike
right, no
Bayshore
problem,
of your Fort Recovery Indians. We're going to take a break. Come right back. We got the senior girls coming in.
Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vohr's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vohr's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vohr's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel, Vice President of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be March 11th, 2018 at Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. RSVP for this event at frchamber.org or tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. Also, be sure to pick up your nomination forms for Citizen of the Year and Hall of Fame recipient at all banks in town, post office, library, and village hall, or go to our website, frchamber.org, and fill out the online nomination form. Also, nominations for Business of the Year will be accepted, but online only. See Chamber website for criteria. Deadline for all nominations is February 5th. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 419-375-4041. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet March 11th at 5:30 p.m.
2-1.
Back here, Sports Talk.
Sports Talk. Super Bowl week.
Super Bowl. We're giving away a $50 merchant gift certificate.
Hit that, baby.
Huh?
Hit that, baby.
We're giving away $50 if you guess or score correct to the Patriots and Eagles Super Bowl.
Eagles.
All you got to do is text the number to myself, 419-852-9201, or
Big Fee at 419-852-3599.
Now, those numbers are for scoring only. We don't want you guys bugging us all the time.
Driving us crazy.
Hey, you guys are cool. We love listening to you.
We want to be like you.
Right.
You never got any of those.
I've never got one in my life.
Not
yeah,
one.
Yeah. You have gotten a few.
No, never. Nobody's ever said.
Perry Hall will call and say he's listening.
I love Perry Hall.
Perry Hall. Awesome.
He can text anytime.
Yep. We like Perry.
I saw on Facebook he's in an adult dodgeball league.
He dodgeballing.
Perry going to get his head cut off.
He's going to get knocked out.
Perry could probably fireball out or somebody.
Yeah.
Fireball.
Fireball.
We got, we're also giving away a merchant or a Mick Sobers. Dart and Trent donated.
Super Bowl wings.
And all you got to do is guess how many yards Mr. Tom Brady throws for. Win $10
Mr. McSobers.
What if you get within one?
No.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. On the yardage?
Yeah. Yardage will allow that.
Closest wins. We're giving them away.
Okay.
But the merchant gift certificate, you got to guess that. Somebody
some lovely ladies
that.
Coming in.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, we're getting hit by that.
Hi, Kai.
Hi.
Hi, Gracie.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good.
We are joined by the Indian, the girls. Basketball. It's not. Is it hot in here?
Kind of. Feels good.
How was religion tonight?
Good. It's good.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
What? She's smiling. You don't like that?
I like Jesus.
Skip that.
I love Jesus.
We were just a little late.
Did you know that John Legend is going to be Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar?
Who's John Legend?
Who's John Legend? All of me. Married to Christy Teigen.
All of me loves.
Help us out here.
Yeah.
No.
He's going to be Jesus.
I don't sing.
Huh?
I don't sing.
Why not?
You don't want to hear me sing.
Oh, yeah. Bubba sings, but he can't.
One of you guys smell good. What's the deal? Do you always smell good stuff before you go to religion, or you skip religion and go to the boys' house?
Whoa.
No.
Oh, this song makes me cry.
It's a cry song.
Yeah.
Neil, are you playing this?
Yeah, Reese is doing this. He's smarter than I am.
John Legend sings this?
Yep. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, from...
Justin Timberlake.
From Springfield.
Justin Timberlake.
He's from Springfield.
He's also a black man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Married to Christy
Teigen.
Sounds
like a black man.
He's got a high voice.
Huh?
He's got a high voice.
What's a black man supposed to sound like?
I don't know.
Okay. Baby. Well, some of them do.
Yeah. We're joined here by Kyle Wendell, Gracie Tin, and Carly Stone, who ain't here yet.
We're waiting on her.
I don't know. She said she's coming.
She's out.
She said she's at home.
Yeah.
Ankle
here
hurt.
She comes. She's walking 100 miles an hour.
Going 100.
Bad I thought your ankle was hurt.
She's running.
Now she's limping in. Unbelievable. Hi, Carly.
Sorry, last one here didn't get the headset.
He ain't missing much.
No.
We are joined here by the three seniors of Fort Recovery Indians and Coach Patch's girls. And
12-3?
Are we 12-3?
12-3.
Yeah.
13-3. Who beat us?
For sales.
Wapak and last night.
How did we lose the Wapak?
I don't know.
That shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah. How did we lose last night?
That was bad.
That was bad, too.
Okay, so we're going to say we're 14-1.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The 14-1.
The 14-1, Lady Indian.
15-0.
We can say whatever we want.
Yeah. Who cares? Nobody's listening anyway.
That's right.
Nobody listens to us.
No one?
Zero.
Not even your mom.
My dad does.
My mom does. No. Your dad does?
Yep. Every week.
I love that guy.
Yes.
It's always an embarrassing
place. And raw, the chicken.
Troy, yeah.
Troy's our number one pick. Chicken. I had no idea what you were talking about.
He's a chicken in my eyes. Yeah. He'll always be the chicken.
Greatest
chicken.
Was right on that.
He was the greatest chicken ever.
So we're coming off of, we got districts last year, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who beat us last year in tournament?
Liberty Benton.
They beat us every year.
Yeah.
Not this year. Plumas Grove got us 1 year, too. All right, yeah. We didn't get to play them, did we?
Right. Liberty Benton.
Liberty Benton, two years in a row. Yep.
Patch can't beat. Let's blame Patch.
We ain't playing him this year.
Should we or not?
Patch did it. I agree.
Should we blame Coach Patch or not?
Patch's fault.
Patch sucks, especially right now.
Yeah. Sorry, Patch.
Can we say that or not?
You can, but it's wrong.
Fine.
All right.
He don't.
Say whatever you want.
We got to blame it on somebody.
He can make up stories.
We ain't losing to them this year.
No, we want them. I think they're undefeated again.
We don't play. They're not in our division.
Yeah,
we ain't losing to them this year.
We'll have Minster probably.
We're dropping Minster.
They ain't scared of Minster.
Like a bad habit.
Minster seen us last night. They had half their coaching staff there last night. They got to be thinking.
Yeah,
they're thinking, recovery's real good.
These girls are going to be easy.
What happened last night? Let's talk a little bit about last night's game.
So many turnovers. That killed us.
We did have a lot of turnovers.
Well, stop doing that.
Yeah, how many turnovers did we have last night?
22
turnovers.
We had 6.
Yeah. They had 6, we had 22, and we lost by 22
and half court.
Ooh. It don't work, does it? It happens. That game didn't mean nothing.
Don't mean nothing.
Did it? What did Coach Patch say after the game? Game didn't mean nothing?
It would have been a good game to win because we would have had 2 losses. Minster would have had 3. So we would have
been looking at the one seed, but it could go either way now.
Yeah.
You guys, that's his week, isn't it? Sunday?
Yeah.
All right.
We got Parkway tomorrow night and Valley on...
Parkway and Valley. We're going to put two more W's up.
So what's that going to make us? 16-1
16-1 our eyes. 16-1 They have
Tell Patch,
if they want anybody, just call us.
Yeah.
We'll tell them what we're doing.
16-1
What's your record, Patch? Call Bubba and Fee.
16-1
16-1
All right, so I'm going to start. We're going to talk to each one of you individually. I'm going to talk to this girl right here because she, there's just something
I couldn't
here.
See who you pointed at.
Kai.
Okay.
There's had a little pregame talk with her, didn't we? Preseason.
I've been on her. Since
summer.
Yeah, since summer. And tell her, you got to play basketball.
Yeah, all through football.
And she, I'm done playing basketball. And then she kind of went one time at the store. I think he's working store. I said, you playing basketball? I'm not saying no. And I was like,
it was good. All right,
we got a shot at her.
She's getting closer.
When was the turning point where you said you was going to play basketball?
Like the day before. The day practice.
Well, that's nice.
The day you gave her $100 bill.
I wish.
Yeah. So you decide to play basketball. And how's the season going so far? Are you happy?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
Are you playing good?
She is. And how about playing with sisters? Is that fun?
It's really fun.
Absolutely.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
And it makes mom and dad pretty proud, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's
fired up.
And in the big scheme of life, that's a pretty cool deal. Because mom and dads, they're pretty cool. And when you can do something to make them happy, it's all worth it.
It's always good.
You know?
Always good.
And you'll find that out the older you get, because that's just the way it is.
And you're going to be able to look back in a few years, and you and your sis will be sitting around at Christmas or something, and remember how good we were?
Or you can say, remember when you didn't pass me the damn ball that time?
You gave me the ball.
Yeah. How about your three-point shooting?
Water.
She's like leading the county in three-point.
She's unbelievable. Yeah. On fire.
She is on fire. Best
early.
Game, huh?
Early, she was unbelievably on fire. She couldn't miss a shot.
No, she couldn't miss a shot. Best game she ever played. Which one? First half, New Bremen, you were tremendous.
You were tremendous.
True.
She was tremendous.
But she,
or Delphus.
There was one game for us.
Delphus.
Yeah, she won a game for us.
Delphus was unbelievable.
Came back, just won a game for us.
Yeah, single-handedly won the game.
Yep.
If you ain't there, we're 16-1 minus 1.
Yeah.
15-2. That's the way I look at it.
Good man.
So, we're getting close to the end here of the season, and you've got these two girls sitting beside you, and I'm pretty sure, because whenever I drive by, if I'm going to any camps or something, I usually see you three morons at your house or something. Mm-hmm. Pretty good friends.
Yeah.
And enjoying this final stretch.
Yeah.
Great senior year.
Yeah, school sucks. Stressful.
Yeah.
Where are you going to school at? Owens Tech, right?
Yep.
We're volleyballing.
Volleyball.
So why you got to worry about school?
I got to keep my GPA.
No, that's stupid. It's time to celebrate.
Yeah.
Are we in the last 9 weeks yet?
No.
How far we got to go?
We saw one more semester. So we're in the third semester.
Okay. So we got a little ways to go.
Yeah. A little time yet.
What's your game plan?
For college?
Toledo.
Maybe Toledo or Ohio State.
Was Hillsdale there last night?
Yeah, for Olivia. I watched Olivia.
Olivia.
Patch.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. How about you? What's your game plan?
Ohio State or Miami.
When are you going to decide? You was that way in volleyball? Huh?
Never. I don't know.
Last minute.
My dad's telling me Ohio State.
Uh-huh.
So.
But your heart's telling you?
Well, I don't know. More choices at Ohio State.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So you're a good enough athlete to play a number of sports at the next level at the small school. Have you had, is that any idea or any thoughts about doing something like that?
Well, she could be playing with me. Mm-hmm. Owens offered.
Did they?
Yeah, and Heidelberg wanted me they offered me for volleyball and basketball, but D3, no athletic scholarships there, so I was kind of turned that down. There's a few other smaller schools that were looking at me, but I don't know. Don't really want to go smaller. I'd rather go to a...
Right.
Yeah.
I know Ohio State's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it wouldn't be too bad.
Miami of Ohio's a great school, too.
Both great.
Owens Tech, never been there. But it's close to the casino.
So, hey, we might know we're going to end up seeing you.
Because he's got a gambling problem.
We got a problem.
And you're going to Toledo, and that's really...
Maybe.
Huh?
Maybe. Toledo or Ohio State.
Are you an aunt yet?
It's a Vince.
Well, I mean, double aunt.
No.
Nope.
She's going. She's getting close.
Like today.
Yeah.
She's about to.
She's going to pop.
Yeah. I thought she might pop on the sidelines. Yeah. I was like, I asked Patrick if he could deliver, and you know, because we had to deliver Chelsea's during the volleyball season.
Yeah. Bring her in.
Yeah. That ain't no problem.
Nope.
So you say school sucks right now. So is it just because it's explained?
AP Calc.
It's tough.
Ooh.
English sucks.
Yeah. By English. You. Who's our English teacher?
O'Brien.
Mr. and Mrs. Mrs. O'Brien, you got to lighten it up a little bit.
So yeah.
Huh?
Got to have a little break for your...
These girls are working too hard. We got basketball and we got boys. Yeah. We can't be messing with grades.
No. We can't.
Huh?
We can't.
Who's your boyfriend, Gracie?
I don't have one.
Lie.
I don't. I promise.
She's giggling.
I don't.
Kai, who you got?
Not one.
Carly.
Gabe Greaseup.
He was dating him in volleyball.
Nope.
No?
I was a different boy. No.
It was a different Gabe? Sorry.
No, I wasn't dating anyone in volleyball.
So how long have we been dating Gabe Greaseup?
2 months.
Where's Gabe from?
Fort Recovery.
So I prom play football? Oh, the prom king.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all right. He's a good dude, ain't he?
Yeah.
You in love?
Hey, never mind.
Is that a yes?
Don't know. Yeah, it's
got
to ask.
You got the giggles and blushing. What's that mean? Kai, what about you?
I don't have a boyfriend.
That's a lie.
I don't.
Huh?
Hmm? Who's your last date with?
I don't go on dates.
Why? When we were seniors, me and Pete dating everybody.
Oh, we date every week.
We had no trouble having dates. We just...
That's unbelievable.
Are you stupid?
Yeah.
Huh? What about Reese Bob over there?
He's nice.
You out or in?
Who do you wish would ask you out?
Out.
No one.
Huh?
You don't want anybody to ask you out. Who are you going to the prom with? Who are you going to homecoming with?
Going to prom with Reese.
All right.
Hey, shut up.
I like it.
I am.
Are you really?
I like it.
Hey.
There you go.
We should have you guys on the radio beforehand.
Yeah.
Or Reese could do it live.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Huh? He's like the voice of the Indians on 4K Radio.
Yes. There you go.
So, like, when you announce Kai makes a basket, do you get a little extra? Kai, man, three. No?
You got to give a little extra.
I would think so. So, we got, it's fun to watch us. Me and Fee, you know, we follow girls basketball. And if I remember right, in junior high, you guys were really good.
Yeah.
And I remember going to a junior high game.
Very good. Yep.
Because with Kenny and Judy, we went with Gracie, and they
fired up.
And you guys have won a crap load of basketball games.
Lots of games.
It's been a heck of a run. You know, it really has. It has. And Carly, when looking at all of your, you know, third team All-State volleyball, and then, you know, go into the basketball season, and you have a game that, like, when, and, you know, I'm not taking anything away from anybody, but for you, like, when I watch you play, you have signs of absolutely unstoppable. Because you're so quick off the dribble, and she can pull up and hit that 15-footer. And when we struggle for basket, you about got to figure that if something good will happen when the ball's in her hands. And whether it's her shooting it or finding Gracie or finding Kai or you know, and that's a heck of a thing to have, you know. And when it push comes to shove, and I think that happened a little bit last night. You went out with that ankle injury. We got a little bit discombobulated, and it showed a little bit, you know. But man, you're fun to watch play basketball, I'll tell you that.
Yep.
And Gracie, you know, I said some of the greatest games I've ever seen was Pig Collig going nuts.
Shooting the ball, yeah.
Your game against Minster last year and Crestview this year was absolutely nuts.
Incredible.
I mean, it's just, I don't know.
You got to give me some more emotion. When you knock about the third or fourth three down, you got to give me one. You look over at this crowd and give me one.
Look over at us. Hey,
yeah. You got to look over the table and give me shoot a gun or something.
Pull your guns out one time.
Yeah. Boom, boom, one time.
And that would be great.
That would be awesome.
Huh?
So maybe on my third or fourth.
Hey, but make sure we got the game in hand.
Yeah,
you're shooting guns at me and Fee. And we lose.
Girl comes dribbling by and scores a winning bucket. Look at that.
Whoops.
And then you, I just, you know, we, defensively, it's, she is so much fun to watch.
Unbelievable.
And then when you take a girl...
Cat claws.
She's unbelievable. You get so quick.
It's unbelievable. Them poor girls when they're dribbling up, I can just see you going, I'm going to get that ball. You're done. But, Don, this year you've been so good, and you've been a lot better at not getting the fouls. I mean, we get that foul trouble.
I want to kill Carly sometimes.
Oh, I just want
to. She picked up that foul right in front of me against New Braven. I almost reached out.
Oh, that one was bad.
I'm going to kill this girl. But I might kill her.
That one was bad.
I might kill her. We were talking to these girls. They got to go home, go to bed. Quick break. We're going to take a quick break. Come back in with the seniors right after this.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Make your plans now to attend the 17th Annual NRA Banquet at the Fort Recovery American Legion on Saturday, February 17th, sponsored by the Friends of the NRA. Social hour starts at 5, and the dinner will start at 7. Tickets are only $30 each or $60 a couple, and there will only be 400 tickets available. Events for the evening include a live auction, a silent auction, several special drawings including some limited edition firearms, art prints, knives, and many other items created specifically for the Friends of the NRA. For tickets, you can call Steve Hart at 419-852-8674, Bob Hall at 419-375-4704, or Homan's Gun Shop at 419-375-2515, or you can stop into Homan's Gun Shop at 2920 State Route 119 between Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Get your group together and get your tickets now before they're gone for the 17th Annual NRA Banquet on Saturday, February 17th.
I'm on.
Yeah,
are you on?
Yep.
I'm on now. I can hear myself.
We're on.
You guys like my glasses?
Yeah. Oh,
nice. $2.
Are they real?
Yeah, they're readers.
My grandpa Walton.
They don't know who Waltons are.
They don't know that.
Yep, they're readers.
You wear glasses?
No.
Can't read anything with them, can you?
Can you? You got glasses? Now, are they groovy glasses or you need them?
No, I need them. I'm blind.
Are you blind as a bat?
Far
you
away
got glasses?
Or
yeah.
Far away?
Maybe that explains some of our missed shots.
I guess
that.
Maybe.
Maybe. Let's wear glasses tomorrow night.
I wear contacts.
What? In the game?
It'll help our shooting.
Like goggles?
Like Max Klingtern, athletic goggles.
One time
yes.
When I played volleyball and had to have like, a safety strap in the back
yes.
So it didn't fall off. No.
Gabe awesome. Greaser will like that.
Oh,
that'd be awesome.
The big Gaber.
The Gaber.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. What are we talking about? We got the senior girls here. Carly Stone, Kaya Wendell, Grace 10.
You were going to talk about how Kaya's shooting. You already talked about her defense.
We're going to talk about her shooting?
Yeah. Because she's
so awesome. They're my favorite people. When I'm coming down, look for them every time on the flare because I know one of them's going to hit it.
Gracie hit three the first half last night. Zero the second half. What happened?
I don't know. I just wasn't open a few. No, I feel like you're open a lot.
Shut that girl out.
I feel like I shoot too much sometimes. So
she what? Never shoot too much.
Slap her. Slap her right in the forehead. Huh?
Let her fly.
Shoot too much.
I know. They tell me to shoot all the time, but
the thing about it is, you just talked about 22 turnovers. So they're probably in about half of them. You guys probably had a shot, and you turned it down, and then we threw the ball away.
Yep.
So you guys put that in the old brain box. I'm open. I'm shooting.
The old brain box.
Let her fly.
Hello, we're back.
What happened? Malfunction.
You got the main cord right by your foot?
I could just step down. I shut us off.
That's important. That's awesome. Anytime
Reese or, move right now.
Anytime somebody says something stupid, you step on up my
boot.
Yep. Like Gracie. I'm just saying. Huh? So, the eighth graders had a little dissension down there. The girls were kind of bummed out, didn't want to play. Mm-hmm. And you guys kind of did the senior thing. Talk a little bit about it. You went down, talked to them a little bit?
Yeah.
And how do you approach something like that? Because a lot of people don't know what's going on, but our eighth grade class is kind of struggling a little bit, and they're down in their dumps, and they're thinking about just not. They just ain't enjoying it.
Yeah.
So I think Coach Patch and said, hey, why don't you guys get down there and talk to them? And it's part of being a senior, part of being looked up on. Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit about what you guys went down there and just talk to them.
Well, we first tried asking them, like, the reasons for why they don't want to play, but none of them really answered.
They didn't say anything.
Yeah. Pretty quiet.
Yeah.
I was upset when I heard they all wanted to quit because we came in with Patch our freshman year, and before that we weren't so good. And then we worked so hard to get where we are now, and to see, like, we have 13 girls right now, and then to see us drop down to even lower is really sad.
It is. It sucks, it is. Too, because it is fun when you're with your friends.
Yeah.
And play in front of a school whose girls' basketball program is looked up upon so high.
Yep.
And we get great crowds for our girls and great support for them. And I know it's frustrating. You, on the other hand, tried to do both this year. You tried to swim, you tried to do basketball. And it just was a little bit too much. And so talk a little bit about what happened there. And because I know you love to swim.
Well, freshman year was really easy because I had freshman schoolwork, so it wasn't anything. So I didn't have a problem there. And then this year I just took too many higher level classes that required more homework time. So then I'm going from basketball right after school, get in a car, drive 40 minutes to practice, get home at 9:30, trying to do homework and get enough sleep and have enough energy to do it all again was crazy.
Yeah. So then you said, I got to do something. I can't do it all.
Yeah.
And you said, I'm going to have to give up swimming.
Yeah.
A sport that you're really good at.
Yeah. The swimming's more frustrating, I feel like, because I went in wanting my times to be the same thing they were freshman year, which is about impossible because I was doing more swim. Right. And I had it for the last 2 years. And that just frustrated me like crazy. I just wanted those times to be fast, and I wasn't.
You know what happens? Oh, the old butts get big.
What do you know about that?
Huh? It's a proven fact. Cross country and swimming, you're faster as junior high.
Younger? Mm-hmm. I believe that.
I don't know if it's true or not, but it sounded good.
You were.
I was cat quick in junior high.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
I lost a couple steps.
Lost a step?
His Dairy Queen cheeseburgers, they cost me.
About that. Damn cheeseburger.
Yeah, that's right.
Double decker.
No, I hate slaw.
Oh.
How much is a double decker to Dairy Queen?
No idea.
Any idea?
They're not open.
Good point. Can't get you guys go to Dairy Queen?
Hey, they're for sale. You can start making them without
the
store.
What's for sale?
Dairy Queen.
So right on the sign. Call the number.
Fort Carter Radio ought to buy and put your studio in there.
And make
you guys in or out. Have ice cream and be on the radio.
I'm done.
So when you guys go to college, will you listen to Fort Carter Radio?
Will I? Yeah. Sure.
You're a liar.
You're laughing. I don't like it.
No smiles or...
You got to call in.
Will you listen to Fort Carter Radio when you... Yes.
Yes. I have little girls ask me to come back and watch their basketball games and stuff, and I'll come back and do that. I'll listen to them when they're on the radio as seniors. That'd be cool.
All right. I like it. How about you? You going to listen?
Yeah.
Lie.
She's lying.
I'm not.
Do you have the Fort Recovery Radio on your phone app right now, yes or no, Carly Stone?
The Fort Recovery app?
Yes.
I had it, and then something happened, and it changed, and then I didn't know how to get it.
So you're out. Strike one.
I used to have it. I got it.
You're out. Strike two.
I didn't know.
What is that?
We're over three, Bobby. We're over three.
What is the app anyway?
TuneIn app.
Oh, wait, is that not FM radio?
TuneIn app.
What?
TuneIn.
That's what it's called?
Yep.
TuneIn radio.
TuneIn radio.
You can't have... Neil, they're in season. Jesus. Neil's going to get disqualified.
Yeah,
that can't happen.
I'll take care of it.
All right, so we got like six games left.
Hey, we're done losing.
I'm done losing.
You agree?
I'm done.
Who we got left? Nobody should beat us.
Uh-oh, we got something here. This is the schedule?
That's who we got left.
All right, Parkway lost. They're good.
Okay.
They ain't bad.
Yeah, we can't go into that.
Mississinawall, good.
They're amazing.
We're going to win that one?
Yeah.
All right, so we win at Coldwater is going to be a toughie.
W. Uh-huh.
They're good.
They're good.
That'll be a fun Courtney game.
Diller. That'll be a great game.
Courtney Diller. Who's going to guard her?
Probably me. Then they have Mara Hoyne.
What's the Hoosiers one? I want to know what kind of gum she is. What's that line on Hoosiers?
Gum?
What?
I know what you're talking about. But I don't know.
There's a line in Hoosiers where.
Yeah. You're going to guard her so close, you're going to know.
What kind of gum she chews.
Yeah.
What kind of gum she chews.
Well, we've watched that movie.
Experiment, coach.
Like two times. Yeah. Team, so we shouldn't know.
You should know it, but you don't.
Plus, you've been at the gym and played there twice, too.
Yeah, amen. Tri-Village, good.
Probably, yeah.
They're always
we
good.
This summer.
Well, we ain't scared of Tri-Village. We are not scared. In fact, we owe Tri-Village because they beat Franklin Monroe.
Yeah.
So that means if we beat Tri-Village, we should have beat Franklin Monroe. Yeah, now we're 16-1.
When you go back and play Franklin Monroe again, tell them
how
good.
Salina, they're not very good. Yeah. Minster, at home. We
senior
want
night,
them.
Senior night.
Senior night.
Is it senior night?
Yeah.
We're done.
Done?
Yes, because everybody be crying. Moms will be taking pictures. Moms will be taking pictures.
Mom and dad's crying.
I'm not going
to
cry.
No.
Huh?
Mom and dad's crying?
No. You're not.
Kenny will be bawling like a baby.
No.
Is he listening right now?
I don't know.
Kenny, don't be bawling like a baby.
Yeah, they're going to be bawling.
Although I did
Last
cry.
Last one.
I cried.
Little one.
Oh, little Gracie.
Little Gracie gone.
Oh, I'm about ready to cry now.
Yeah, you got me.
Oh, yeah. So, Minster's senior night, and then we got to go to Macomb, which is almost to Michigan. Nice game, Kurt. That is a good trip. Actually, that's a boys
girls
afterwards.
Yeah.
You guys spend it? Yeah, you guys got to stay all night.
Wait, what? We're going with the boys.
I already talked to Patch.
Probably.
Is that when we're going to Dave and Buster's?
No, what? I don't think so.
Hey. Are we not doing Dave and Buster's?
We are, but I don't know when.
Like, this summer, we didn't have a camp where we spent the night somewhere, so I think we're going to have a team trip.
Right.
Team bonding?
Yep,
well,
team bonding.
I like it.
How about Columbus for the state tournament?
How about Bub and Fee there, Patchy? Yeah,
I'm thinking Coach Patchy, you want to invite your favorite radio guys.
Radio guys are ready to go.
Let's suggest it.
Playing at the state tournament?
I'm telling him right now.
I'll ski ball anybody.
Do you think?
Patch?
Yeah.
He's hit and miss. He don't really like us that much. He's probably listening until he said he cost us a...
Yep, he shut it off. That's it. I ain't listening to him anymore.
Liberty Benton games. So.
Yeah, I ain't listening anymore.
Harold cost us a state baseball tournament.
Yeah.
2 years ago, remember?
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Keep sending him.
Reese, did it cost us a game or not? Right now.
I'm not blaming it on him.
Attaboy, Reese. That's my boy.
I
there.
Cost the state baseball game 2 years ago.
The leadoff hitter. Who was it?
Benny.
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 Hits one right field.
Left field. Went to the wall.
He raised.
Go to second.
He's out by a mile.
I didn't know he had to plow down. Come on, let's go.
Plus anybody he playing softball? Hey, you guys playing any other sports?
Track.
How about softball? You three ought to play softball this year.
No, she's a tracker. Are you tracking?
I know. Play them both.
Mm-mm. I'm working. I like winning.
Do them both.
No, softball, you can
What's
win.
Your specialty
with
track?
You three?
The sprints, 100 and 200, and the relays.
Really? What do you do, track?
I don't do track.
We're going to do softball.
Maybe.
You should play softball. You should great softball. So is she.
Our grade was good.
If them three play,
we're going to state.
We'll win half our game.
No, state.
We'll go to state. We'll win half our games or we'll go to state.
Who's our softball coach?
It's a new one.
From Portland.
It's a new girl.
Yeah.
Who?
I know, but I don't know.
Beth Stevenson.
She's from Indiana.
Yes. They're fired up. She's fired up.
Really?
Yep. I like
started it. Already, like spring workouts.
How many girls we got?
Probably like 12 or something.
Actually, isn't it the sophomore class pretty good?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Looks like Lydia's grade. Oh.
They're good?
I think
they're decent.
Who's the girl that pitched every game for us last 6 years? What? We got one girl pitch every game.
Pitches every game?
Chelsea Timmerman.
Oh,
Chelsea
Timmerman
pitched a bunch. Right now, she has her arm going down to her ankle. She scratched her ankle.
She can pitch.
Carly can pitch.
She can
catch.
Pitcher.
Who can catch?
Me. I was the catcher.
Really?
She got a cannon.
I didn't like it, but.
She got a cannon.
When did you guys play softball?
They played in high school. I never did. I played 1 year in high school.
Oh, we're coming back this year.
Yeah, we're coming back.
You in or out?
I think I'm out.
Okay, in or out?
We'll think about it.
What else you gonna do?
Work.
Work sucks.
Yeah. It does, but...
Mom and Dad are loaded.
They got money. They got money.
Huh?
They hide it from me.
They have... Your dad's a barber.
Go to the barber shop.
Hey, he hides it from the government.
Underneath the gum. Yeah. Underneath the gumballs. Wide open mind. Picking them up. $1 million.
I got my hair cut like a month ago, and I chewed some of that gum that's been in there since 1984. Yeah. And I chipped three teeth off.
I like that gum.
It lasts 4 seconds.
It's so good, though. It's got good flavor.
Oh, for crying out loud. I'm thinking about changing barbers.
New gum.
Yep. You cut hair at Hastings?
Yeah. Come on down.
What else we got to talk about for these girls? First of all, I just want to say that I absolutely love you guys. All right. Awesome. I mean,
I'm with you.
They're just class kids.
Great kids.
You know? And you ain't going to get.
So fired up you played.
Yeah.
I mean, I was. I was disappointed when you were leaning out. And I thought, dang, because I know
Patch is listening.
Is he back listening?
Patch is the greatest coach.
What a great coach that guy
ain't
is.
He?
Outthinks everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Sorry, Brian.
I'm the only one in the room that didn't say he was.
Kaya
did.
Yeah, you said he lost us in the Liberty Benton game.
Huh? Anybody believes Kaya said anything.
Liberty Benton.
Cost us.
Liberty Benton.
Yeah.
Liberty Benton.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, fine. We want them this year.
Yeah, except we're not playing.
We ain't.
No. Wrong division.
We could have got payback.
We would like that payback. We'll just give it to Minster. We'll give it to Minster.
Yeah.
We'll give it to Minster instead.
I want to wish you guys the best luck to wrestle, okay? And these mics are always open.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Tournament time.
It's tournament time. You've been a blast to watch. Let's watch him at least. What do you think, Fee? I'd say I got another 15 games.
I got
to watch
15
them.
Games.
How many games we got left? Seven?
Seven, right?
Seven? An eight?
Yeah.
Put you at 15. Columbus?
That's about 15, like it. Ain't it? You
six.
In or out?
I like it. Columbus. I'd say we do it.
I'm in.
I say we're done losing. We ain't losing another game.
Yep. Let's go get them tomorrow night. Good luck, girls.
Good luck,
girls.
Thank
you.
Thanks
playing
for
hard.
Stopping up.
Having
we're
going
to take a break. We're going to come around. Bubba and Fee presented by Wayne Street Mark.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence.
But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Gore's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Gore's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Gore's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Gore's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up later this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the girls will host Parkway. Friday, the boys will travel to Parkway. Then on Saturday, both the girls and boys will play at Mississinewa Valley. There will be no girls' JV game, and the varsity game will start at 1 o'clock. The boys' JV game will start at 6. Tomorrow, girls host Parkway. Friday, boys at Parkway. Saturday, girls and boys both at Mississinewa Valley. Get to all these games you can to help cheer on our Indians team. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hey, we're back here, Bubba and Fee Show. Just had the senior girls. What a great group of girls.
Oh, I love them.
Golly. I'd like to see them play a few more games.
I would too.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun.
They are so much fun to watch.
That'd be fun to see them walk.
I agree.
Play a few
but
more.
They struggle offensively sometimes. Yeah. Gosh darn it.
Yeah, but when they get rolling, look out.
I forgot to ask them their Super Bowl prediction.
Who? They ain't listening. None of them got our apps on.
Carly,
speaking of speech, Carly Super Bowl prediction.
Who you got? What you got?
I got Miss Kendra Seyfried.
What's Kendra got?
Kendra says Patriots are going to win it in a close one, 17-14.
There's going to be more points than that scored, Kendra.
That might be a first quarter score.
What's her
yeah, game? Might be.
She didn't give me no others.
Brady yardage?
Brady and Foles, no yardage.
Okay, so if you're out there listening, I think we got like 4 listeners tonight. Nobody listens. We're giving away a $50.
$50.
If you guess the score.
Huh? I cannot believe Troy Homan had texted in.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about Troy?
$50 merchant gift certificate if you guess the score of the game.
Troy Homan, well, listen to you guys.
He might be grounded.
Could be grounded.
And then we're giving away a McSober's gift certificate for the correct yardage. Closest yardage, Tom Brady passing yards, Nick Foles passing yards. You win $10. Gift certificates to that.
Great wings.
419-852-9201 if you got your prediction. We'll get you right in there.
Yeah, but
Clipper.
Fort Recovery, there's 5 places in Fort Recovery with better wings than McSober's.
Good wings. A lot of wings.
5?
Okay. I'm just saying that.
Neil's house.
Try to see if Trent's still listening. See if he's going to text
you. Keep him away.
Trent is awesome. He ain't listening, though.
He was.
He was listening. Absolutely, he was. Absolutely. So, Fee, let's turn our attention to something that's near and dear to our heart, and that is who you texting? This is big.
I'm just putting contacts in.
How are you?
Yeah.
Good.
I forget everybody.
So I have to make my prediction.
Prediction.
All right. And I have the New England Patriots, Reese Bob. You ready for this?
Sure.
40.
41.
41?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
I mean, it's going to be probably low because you hate the Eagles for
24.
Some reason.
41-24 with Tom Brady throwing for 401 yards.
401.
Woo! And Nick Foles throwing for 307.
Don't
count
it. You can just mark your name right off.
Why is that there, Bub? What do you got?
I mean, I would... What is it right now on ESPN? Like 4 point, 5 point?
I'm asking your prediction of the game.
I'll go. As bad as I don't want the Patriots to win.
Okay.
I'm going to go Patriots. Let's go 27-24.
27. You got a good Super Bowl.
Last second field goal by Patriots had to come back.
They'll come back. Eagles will take the lead, and Patriots are
Kendra had the Patriots, right?
Yes. 17.
What's your yardage?
Brady, let's go.
Rocker's got the lowest at 250.
Yeah.
So I go 320.
320.
Brady.
And Nick Foles?
275.
275. Mr. Feely, you're next.
The Patriots are going to win this game 34-10.
10 on a wipeout. Tom Brady is going to throw
Brady
four.
Is going to throw probably for 343. Nick Foles with 178.
Ooh, we're going to shut him down. And the next is Mick Spencer.
Mick Spence.
Couldn't possibly care less.
Couldn't care less.
The NFL.
Put him down. You got to make a prediction.
52
to
3.
To 3. Hey, that happened one year.
Yep, and total yards for Tom Brady?
That would be the
700.
That'd be the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
They're not going to throw any. They're just going to all run.
Okay. Run. So he's going
Brady's
zero.
Yardage?
50.
50 yards.
And Nick Foles?
Minus 6.
Minus
Less 6. Bad day for Nick.
That's the best prediction ever. You ever hear the back when we were
I
kids?
I sure hope I've got
the George Carlin. George when he did the sports report. Yeah. Three to the fourth power.
Here's a partial score. New York Yankees 6.
George Carlin, what a great comedian.
He was good.
He was funny when he was clean cut with a tie.
What did you think of State of Union last night?
I only heard the highlights, so everybody I talked to, there was 80% approval rating.
Yeah. He was presidential.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give him that.
Yeah. And he can do that. And a lot of stuff he said is what he should have said and what he should be saying all the time. But he just.
He likes to go nuts, don't he?
Yeah. He can't stand prosperity. He has to screw it up somehow.
He's like Bill Stogler.
Well, yeah.
He loves to stir the pot.
Pot
stir.
Kendra Sieving says Nick Foles for 233.
Kendra, Jesus.
How about
Brady?
Brady.
She said Nick Foles?
Nick Foles is it.
Showing Brady.
Nope, there we go.
Here we go.
Brady. 240.
240. What about Wes? Where's Wes at?
Yeah, what about Wes?
I mean, they're always together. The other day I seen her.
Caleb Martin calling in. Come on. Give me
the other day, her and Wes were up there at Fort Wayne. They were skating.
Skating?
Yeah.
The roller dome?
Ice skate or roller skate?
I don't know. Kendra, where were you? Call us up, Kendra. 419-516-0702.
Talk to us.
Or Wes. Because we don't want to know. We want to know what's going on.
We like updates.
They're like the All-American couple from Fort Recovery.
They are.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're the All-American couple. Uh-oh, I got another one.
We got bells ringing everywhere.
Oh, my God, Perry Hall. God love you.
All right.
Hey, Perry Hall said, what about the swim?
Oh, yeah,
we didn't talk about our swim stuff.
Yeah, we said we were going to talk about the swim.
That is right. Good job,
Perry. Keep us away.
Thanks, Perry.
Trent Beckman,
Trent's on. He's still on. Still listening.
Trent's hanging in there.
Yeah. Tell the guy in the back room to shut up.
Sorry, Trent.
I think that's what he's, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was the five yeah. wings batter.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we got, so the unofficial.
Kendra says Wes is going to have 0 yards. I don't know.
Hey, so the swim meet,
unbelievable,
unofficial. Because I put on the Wendy's when the Mac swim meet, my phone goes crazy today.
Yeah. It's not it official. The Mac.
In our eyes, it's the official Mac.
It's the Mac. We're the best team.
Digger. Yeah.
It's the only thing you can really call it. It's technically a cold water invitational,
and we can't really talk to Mindy because she's in Belarus.
Or something.
Yeah, yep. Babalu. She's on vacation.
They're on vacation.
Budapest.
Kitts Islands.
Why?
Morocco.
Why? Because it's 8 degrees outside.
Morocco's a lot different than being in Budapest.
They're in Budapest or something.
I don't know where they are. They're on a beach. I can tell you that.
Well, there beaches in Budapest?
There are, but it's winter.
How do you know?
There's a map.
What do you think the temperature is in Budapest?
I'd say it's slightly higher latitude than we are, so probably 20 degrees.
You have no idea about that.
There's a map. They have maps.
Look it up.
It used to be part of Russia.
Russia.
Not Russia, but Russia.
So you're saying it's cold?
Yes.
they're Twitter. Not, they're not at Budapest?
Chile.
Well, if they're on a beach and warm, they're not.
Well, I'm thinking beach and warm.
Bahamas.
Calpe.
Kitson or something.
How about Calpe? He got me less than a nine. What happened?
Calpe, I'm down on Calpe.
We should be getting a text
from him. Call in, but I think, like in Belarus, it's all expensive to listen to.
Might cost us $8 million to call.
Call in anyway.
Text him.
So we got...
big boy.
We got... We had, there's 11 events.
Categories, right?
And we won eight.
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 And came in second?
And three.
On the other three.
That's pretty good.
That's domination.
Complete domination.
I think we were second and two and third in the third one. But something like that. We,
either way.
Yeah.
Domination.
Yeah, we were pretty good.
I'll tell you what, Mindy should be proud of that. She's
I was proud of it.
She was... I'll tell you what, she stuck with that thing and worked.
Congratulations to the girls. God love them.
That is really great. And congratulations to the guys. They don't have enough swimmers to have a chance at winning the swimming events because they can't do a relay. They can only do individuals. There's only two. So they couldn't possibly win a championship. But
I would have been a great swimmer.
You would have.
Yep. Yep.
Sank right to the bottom and ran to the other end. It's perfect.
If you can't swim and you get in the water and you close your eyes, you just take off running.
Yeah.
Could you make it to the other side?
No, because it's not real easy to run in water.
It's not?
No.
You can make it to the other side, but you can make it to the other end.
You might want to stand 2 feet wide.
You wouldn't be able to hold your breath that long.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep the water out of your body. Right?
I'm not sure what you mean there, but...
I mean, if I was going to go down, I can't swim a leg. Would I die right away?
No.
No. I mean, if I can I hold my breath and take off walking the bottom of the ocean or the pool...
You'll start floating to the top.
Really? My feet won't stay in, even though I'm...
No.
Is that right?
Yep. Buoyant.
You know how to swim?
Yeah.
You, Reese?
I think we went through this last week.
I wasn't here last week.
Oh, okay.
Bill did. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah. He's talking swimming.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
You know National Signing Day's next week? Ross Holman, Patriots 34. Or Patriots. Ross, Jesus. Eagles 34, Patriots 27. Ross Holman.
I hope he's right.
Ross, Jesus. 34.
Wait, look, I have
27 Eagles.
Browns, 38.
400 for Brady. 410 for Brady.
Browns ain't in the
Eagles. No, 410 for Foles. 375 for
Don't
Brady.
Don't you want to see someone else win?
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
You want to just keep seeing Tom
Brady
win?
Yeah, but if I want to win Why a contest... Not?
I mean,
to be honest, I'd rather Jaguars. I would love to see them.
Speaking of Tommy
Jaguars
Bean.
And
yeah,
Vikings.
How about the guy on the radio show this week grossing his kid out?
Yeah,
called her a piss ant.
Called his daughter a piss ant. So he said, "I'm not going." And he was like called into the show regularly.
Yeah, it's
like, yeah.
Brady he, says,
Boston,
"I'm done."
Boston radio station.
First of all, you got to be thinking to yourself, "No way, man! Did I just call Tom Brady's kid a piss ant?" Let's see. I'm in New England.
Yeah,
that's probably not.
Why
a good
would you
idea.
Do that?
That's really dumb.
People are really stupid.
Hey, sometimes the truth hurts.
Like Tom says, don't fire him.
I'm gonna ask you a question. Are you smart?
Yeah, pretty much.
How many times has Urban Meyer won the national recruiting? How many times have Ohio State had the number one class under Urban Meyer?
Under Urban Meyer?
Under Urban Meyer. How many times have they had?
I would say
I have a good guess.
None.
You would say none.
My guess is none. Top five every year.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty good guess.
The correct answer is none.
None.
Urban Meyer has had Ohio State's recruiting class.
He's good.
He's never had the number one class. He has had four times he's had number two ranked class.
Really? I did not know that.
That's crazy. Now, right now, they got a good chance to be number one.
They got shot?
Yep. They got if they can sign an offensive lineman, they got two offensive linemen that are between Ohio State and Penn State. And one of them is... I can't remember the name.
It's next week? Is it signing?
Next Wednesday? Tuesday. Next Tuesday next or next, Tuesday. Next Wednesday. I think you're right.
Next Wednesday.
And the kid from Oklahoma decommitted. It was at Dunbar. He's going to go to Ohio State.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No doubt he's going to go to Ohio State because he
just,
why did he decommit from Oklahoma?
Because Ohio State didn't offer him. And now
I thought maybe they lost a coach or somebody did something.
I thought that was kind of a no-no. Once they commit somewhere, you just kind of leave them alone.
I don't think that's there anymore. I think it's not balls anymore. Of the wall. And
you just go at it all the way to the last second.
Yep. Well, because Urban Meyer always steals somebody the last day.
Yeah.
But Ohio State's about full with their scholarship. And I think if they sign this kid out of Dunbar and then this other offensive lineman, they'll be full. They'll give him 23.
They're good.
So it'll be good to go. Absolutely. We got, we talked a little bit about the swimming. We're talking Super Bowl predictions. Courtesy of Mick Sober's Saloon in Coldwater, we're giving away gift certificates.
Yep.
And we also are giving away a $50 merchant gift certificate from Mr. Neil Spencer and Fort Recovery Radio.
Steve Stone says we're sounding good. And the Patriots, I can't see. I think it's your Patriots 32, your Eagles 21.
32-21, Stoney.
Stoney.
Does he have yardage predictions?
He's got no yardage for me.
Got no yards. I got some other ones here. We got Todd Homan checking in tonight.
Attaboy, Todd.
He's got, wait a minute, Todd, Jesus, what's he doing? He's also on the Eagles.
Is he on the Eagles?
Is he an Eagles fan?
No, he just hates the Patriots. Does he?
Todd Homan's got Eagles 28-24.
Great game.
Yep. A lot of wishful thinking on people's predictions. I think mine's going to be closest.
He's got Coles 342, so that's Foles, so he don't know who the quarterback is. I think his spell check got him.
Well, the letters are right beside each other. They're one right above
you
the other.
You don't know.
Oh, I got a keyboard right here. Yeah, I'm looking down at the keyboard.
You don't know.
Okay.
What's the percentage of Brady not having 300 yards?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm still confused on why he loves Tom Brady so much.
You're confused as to why you love Tom Brady.
Why you love Tom Brady.
Let me ask you a question. Here's what I'm going to show you, okay?
As much as I don't like him because he wins all the time, you got to respect a guy that's seventh round draft choice. And you got to think, God dang, that's
unbelievable. Macy Day, 28-24 Patriots.
Mace, good call.
Everybody's going close.
I think everybody was wanting a good Super Bowl.
Mine's the closest to being right. 52-3.
He's right on it.
I'm still Troy Homan, still needs texting.
Yeah, where are you, Troy?
Chicken. Come on.
We got two of the four Homan boys.
They'll be in.
We don't have Will or T. Roy in yet.
Will's
B Dog ain't listening to us tonight.
Here's one of the reasons why I root for Tom Brady.
His wife?
Wife's hot?
It's my hero. It's a great question. Well, I think my dad is my hero because he's someone that I look up to every day. And my dad represents his feelings, because he's a dad, and I'm a dad, and
dads are awesome.
His dad is his hero. Now, Reese, so let me ask you this, Reese, and you're a young, cocky, idiot kid that doesn't know anything about sports. Okay. So when somebody says something like that, but no, you'll fall in love with somebody else. Who do you like, Reese? Why do you hate Tom Brady?
Because he
wins too much? Because his dad's his hero? Because he does everything the right way?
Nope.
Is that why you hate Tom Brady, or you hate him because he wins?
Wins.
Wins.
I hate him because he's winning too much.
And there's times when...
He's a little
coming
cocky.
From me, I'm a big towards the fans. And then listen to this. A dude doesn't...
Because you didn't give you an autograph?
I've never tried for him.
Why?
I know I won't get him because he doesn't sign autographs.
I am all
to fans. Hey,
you found
I'm
it.
On the fans.
Oh, Reese Bob.
Hey, I don't like him because he wins too much, and he's from Michigan.
I don't.
You don't need any more. I do, and I don't need any more reason.
No, I mean, you can't worry about that stuff. I mean, that's like saying
pass it around. Pass it around. Let somebody else win.
It's about like that orange kid. Yeah, I don't like that kid at all. But next year, if he's dropping 20 for Ohio State, I'm gonna love him.
Nick Wirkamp, 24-17 Patriots.
24-17.
We're getting a lot of people. God love our fans. We got people that do listen.
I do like them. Hmm? We loved our fans.
God love them.
And they're all going to be embarrassed when it's 52-3.
52-3. Neil's right on it. Tom Brady with
24
yards passing.
Pass.
I might be a little off on the yardage.
Might be off on the yardage a little bit.
Brady,
I think
at 52,
he's going to add a little more than 25 yards.
Foles, 201.
Here comes back my other.
All right, bring it on. I love our.
Who pays for mostly for all these guys' contracts? The fans.
The TV contract, anyway.
Yeah, which fans is a big part. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the point?
I'm just saying, going off the baseball, the best two guys in Major League Baseball sign autographs constantly, and that dude doesn't care. And I'm a sports fan. I love the guys who give back to the fans because, I mean, half of our money we go to games are going right to them. So why can't you support the fans?
Well,
so
there's a number of ways to answer that. I mean, you don't know if he had some bad, you know, when you're Tom Brady and you get flocked.
You don't think Mike Trout gets or Bryce?
Wait a minute. You are not putting Mike Trout in the same category as Tom Brady. Tom Brady, arguably the greatest athlete to ever come out of any sport.
I'm going off the best of each sport as of right now.
Best athlete in any sport.
Ever.
Okay.
The dude's hard to... He's 40.
Hard to hang.
He might be one of the big-time winners, but the greatest athlete? I'd say no. Not even close to greatest athlete. Maybe one of the greatest winners. You could argue that, but greatest athlete? Nah.
Drafted? I would give him credit.
He's a better athlete than Tom Brady.
He can go to any team and make
a team. I'm bowling right now.
Contender chance. He can go to the Browns and probably make them
playoffs.
Give credit to him for that, but
he's LeBron.
Drafted as a catcher in the 18th round of the Major League draft.
Yep.
Tom Brady.
Should have been a catcher.
Should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. Should have learned to roll and ride.
Pretty good singer, Haley Riggs.
Yes.
Reese, you want to take a break? It's time.
Last break
of the year.
Break time.
Last break.
Last break of the year?
Last break of the night, maybe.
We're done. Is that White Street? We might get pulled off the air.
Nice knowing you. We're done.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
This is Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasion. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Did you really just say 3-2?
3-2. That's our warning.
What's going on? 3-2,
you're on.
Give us an update.
81-76, Cavs on top. 4:41 left in the fourth.
Should have been a Cowboy.
This is Toby Keith.
Toby Keith.
He'll be at the country concert.
Yes. Along with Bob and Fiend.
Are you going?
Yep, let's go.
I got tickets.
You do?
I'm taking my whole crew. We're in.
I'm in.
Driving.
I'm in.
Hey, I got a text here from the one and only Mr. Brad. Evers.
Brad Evers.
Well, he's not the one and only.
There's two. That's a good point.
He's two. I know two.
There's a couple.
On Sports Show tonight, would you mind mentioning that the Germans suffer on February 10th? And I ate there last year. It's sausage, sauerkraut, mashed potatoes is good.
Yep. You don't like sauerkraut.
I hate sauerkraut.
But, good.
Brad Evers, can you get some information to Mr. Gower's communications class and they'll record something for
Put her on there, bud.
That's a good point.
They will record that for you.
And they brought that paper to me one time, and then they threw it away, and I don't know where it's at. So I need another paper.
Yeah.
At the ball announcement. Game. I'll do it tomorrow night. You can get one up there, Brad.
Yeah.
You
I'm not going to be there tomorrow night. We'll be late. 7 o'clock. So Chuck never said.
Show me how to turn it on.
Chuck says his wife has something planned, and she has
I'm putting my iPod on there.
Yeah. There you go.
Where are
you?
Old country wide open. I'll put him to sleep.
We played 80s music last night.
Oh, yeah. Judy and
Leslie. They were fired up.
Leslie were fired up.
I was getting some texts from Leslie.
Should have played Bread and...
should have threw that little Bread at
whatever
him.
That other...
John Legend.
Yeah. But, yeah. Dreaming my eye
and a prayer. In my heart, should have been a cowboy. Reese, you like country music?
Yeehaw!
I won't be able to attend that, though.
Why?
Summer baseball.
You're going to spring training?
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
Who with?
My daddy and mom.
How long are you going to be going?
Week.
How about school?
I will be the Monday off because we have the President's Day, I think. And then,
we got to go that day, make up Snow Day.
Snow Day.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
Huh? Not yet.
We got 4 days.
We got practice.
First, he just texts me.
Baseball practice starts.
When's baseball practice start?
Next week?
Shut up.
Yeah, we got a couple weeks left.
Pitchers and catchers report in 2 weeks.
Yep.
It's getting close.
I'll be there. The first day I'll be there is when the first squad is practice.
Who are you going to go see?
Cardinals, Mets, Nationals, Astros.
Oh, so you're going to travel all around Florida?
No, they're all in one area. Cardinals and Marlins share the same place. The Astros and Nationals share the same place. And the Mets are just like a half hour away.
I thought Mets were in Bradenton. No, maybe not. We were in Lakeland, and they are the Detroit
Tigers.
Detroit Tigers are at Lakeland.
Yep.
We stopped in there on my vacation. Played golf in Lakeland.
Lakeland.
Let's hear these scores.
First day, played Moash, shot 42.
42, not too bad.
Not bad. Haven't played since Christmas Eve. Me and Mudbutt went over and played 9 holes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
First day at Wildcat, and Wildcat is the creme de la creme down there.
Nice.
I mean, there's like 5 courses that are out of my league. Twin Peaks is where the pros are. The seniors are there.
This is all in Benita Springs?
This is all in Benita Springs, Naples.
Naples area, okay. Yep.
And then Stan's a member at, I can't remember what it is, but it's like the ritziest
big
place.
Time, yeah.
But this is where Doc Sanker, Ken Conley, there's a lot of Fort Carver, Mercer County guys down there.
Mm-hmm.
And we played there at Wildcat Run, and it's, there was a tiger, a wildcat, walking. This is 240 doors. And there's a panther.
240 doors? What
in this golf course, houses.
Oh, okay.
And there is a A lion. Tiger.
A panther, tiger, lion.
Yeah. Walking around the city.
Was he signing autographs?
He was huge. And there was a bear.
A bear.
There's a damn bear.
Was it Jack Nicklaus?
No, you dumb. Listen.
The golden bear.
A bear.
Listen. There's panthers, bears, and alligators.
And bears. Oh, my.
Well, I believe the alligators.
You got a Wizard of Oz or you got a Florida?
Hey, you call me a liar? I got video.
Okay.
Video.
So you went to the zoo?
No, it's at the...
Got a golf course.
Trent goes. Trent goes to Fort Myers.
Trent Beckman?
Yeah. Okay. He knows.
Lions and tigers and bears.
You think I'm lying?
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, I hope one of them... Oh, you just play sometime and get killed.
Not if there's... I'm not playing if there's lions and tigers and bears.
You start running.
It's on video.
Oh, they're just on video. They're not real?
Oh, you moron. The bear went right across 10T.
The bear?
The bear. A bear. Black bear.
This is your video.
And this is black bear.
And this is one of the not fanciest... One,
not there.
Hey, Yogi. Oh. But Yogi, we're lost.
Hey, is this your video?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
This is your video. You take it.
We got it.
If you just
bears.
A gator. I'd have been in on that one.
There's gators every pond.
Well, yeah.
And wildcat.
Yeah. And most of Florida.
Yeah.
Big gators.
Like Marlon Perkins.
Huh?
Did Marlon Perkins do this golf course?
You should in Omaha.
Jim's in the tree. Was it Jim?
With a cobra.
Jim's
yeah.
Yeah, in the tree.
Well, I'm safely in the truck. I can't remember.
That's exactly what he used to do, Jim.
Yeah, was,
now, Jim.
And I loved it. I used to watch that.
I did, too.
Was that Wild Kingdom?
Wild Kingdom.
Cheater.
Mutual of Omaha.
Wild Kingdom. Who is a cheater? I got it. He's a cheater.
Cheater.
Oh, man. Who
Brady's
is
a cheater?
Who is
he inflates the balls? Cheater.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Inflate your balls.
Cheater.
Tom Brady's not a cheater.
He's got flat balls.
You guys are racist.
Racist.
What?
You're okay. Racist against white people.
Okay. Okay.
Reese is.
Reese.
What?
Reese hates white people. Reese. Because they don't sign your autograph.
He just wants signed.
Okay. I've been this.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Always back to the fans. So I guess.
He's a fan man.
Fans.
He's a fan man.
Fans. What's the record of the Reds going to be this year?
I give him a wild card.
Huh?
A wild card?
What? Huh?
Whoa.
Reese.
You drunk?
No. I hope he's right.
I hope he's right,
too. I hope he's right, too, but...
I'd be fired
I'm going to doubt his sanity on that.
Reds ain't done a whole lot, have they?
Done nothing.
I did sign somebody yesterday.
David Hernandez.
Yeah.
Relief pitcher. We just need to sign one starter, so we have a guy who eats innings that... I mean, a Scott Feldman type that he came in didn't do too bad.
Scott, you hang your hand on Scott Feldman. We're in trouble. Bill Stoller's in Atlanta. I thought he'd call in tonight.
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Probably no cell phone reception.
Did anybody see he's at the Mercedes-Benz Dome today? Did took a tour of it?
Nope. Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. What a place.
He is?
Yeah. Unbelievable. I think everything down there is like connected, just like Minneapolis.
Yep.
Just go building to building.
Building to building.
And everything.
I seen where they were talking today at the Minneapolis... Their new stadium was how many billion? They said they priced it at $97 million to build it, and it went like $1.7 billion to build the whole.
Not saying.
I said that is unbelievable.
Oh, I saw something. I'm not sure it's really true, but it is funny that a lot of the Minnesota Vikings fans are going to be Uber drivers. and take all the Philadelphia Eagles fans to the wrong place.
Perfect.
That'd be pretty funny.
That ain't bad.
I saw a lot of videos of Philadelphia Eagles fans being rude. Just a little bit rude, to the Vikings
fans.
They're
rude fans.
Yeah.
We got a big week coming up, Harry. What we got here tomorrow night?
We got a big game, Parkway Girls. They are not too bad, Bobby.
Ain't bad. That's
we got to win this game. We got to win this game, get it going again.
Friday night,
we got to go over to Parkway, which is going to be a battle.
It scares me.
It's
going
to be a battle. Like you said, that's a team looking at, boy, we got a chance of beating this team. Let's get them.
And hopefully, they really put it on us.
Hopefully Coach Bayshore's team is fired up and ready to go and plays as hard as they did last weekend. And if they do, we're going to get a couple wins this weekend.
Yep, that's right. Mississinawa
on Saturday.
Yep, girls, no JV, varsity at one. And
one game. And
boys, JV at
one
six.
And done.
What are you doing? Are you going to go to the Parkway?
Yes, I think I will. Really well. Okay. I'm not doing anything.
All right, I like it. We want to thank, first of all, Spencey for throwing in the $50 for the good luck to everybody.
Yep. Big Super Bowl.
We got, you can still text us if you get any predictions. We'll write them down.
We'll put them down.
We want to thank Dart and Trent giving us the gift certificates.
Absolutely.
For the.
Thank you, fellas.
Appreciate that.
We love
Reese, good job behind the old mic again tonight, buddy.
He was tremendous.
Thanks, Wayne Street Market, for making this
Wayne Street
possible.
Market.
Making it happen.
And we will be back next Wednesday to talk about.
Oh, the Wayne Street Market has some unbelievable specials. One thing I saw, Virginia ham is like the sliced Virginia ham at the deli's half price.
Ooh.
Something like that. Might
be Virginia ham.
It's like.
Who throwed that ham?
$3 or something like that.
Virginia.
Virginia throwed that ham.
Virginia. What's, I don't get that. Is it from Virginia?
It's a style of ham that's.
Ohio ham?
It's a pig that walked through Virginia.
It's
like that wild.
It's the way it's seasoned. I think it's sugar, a combination of sugar and salt.
Sugar
and salt cured together, I think, is Virginia.
I like it.
But everybody likes it sliced real thin.
I got it
on special. I think for the next 2 weeks, I believe.
Ooh.
Everybody got their ad in the paper.
Thank the senior girls for coming in tonight.
God love them. I love
and
them.
And the senior boys coming in next week, Bobby.
Next week, we got the senior boys coming
That'll
in.
That'll be awesome.
That'll be awesome.
And congratulations again to the swim team.
Swim team, awesome. Fantastic.
Love them.
Recovery rolling.
Wait a minute, we got some other stuff.
Uh-oh. We got some more text.
Last minute predictions. Nobody's going to beat my 52-3.
Nope.
I'm getting my own gift certificate back.
Gift certificate is coming back.
He's out. That's right. Hey, I want to thank everybody once again. Bubba and Fee.
See you next Wednesday.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.